How to remedy the situation. Because of their special responsibilities and vulnerabilities, spiritual leaders in particular must be careful not to act upon the strong sexual stimulation they may feel on occasion. They must maintain their mastery of the senses if they do not want to risk destroying their organizations and the faith of many people. Attractions will naturally arise. We need not feel ashamed or embarrassed by them, but we must learn how to handle them in a way that does not cause disturbance. If the persons selected as potential parents do not understand what is happening, or if they do not remain firm in their vows, they may become overwhelmed by sexual desire and succumb. Targeted people must be alert to these situations and learn to communicate subtly with souls seeking birth, explaining to them the unsuitability of the circumstances. Another course of action is to ask the demigods to direct these particular souls to other, more appropriate environments. Many people may believe that the demigods do not really exist and are just theoretical, but actually, the universe is highly personal. The demigods control all of our bodily functions, the blinking of our eyes, our respiration, or our elimination, for example, and they are extremely active on this planet. They can and do help. If a soul is trying to provoke a married woman to have an affair, the demigods could direct that soul to become the child of the woman and her legitimate husband. As another option, a soul who is trying to tempt a priest could take birth in a family close to the priest, who might then help raise the child. A case in point comes from the author's experience. He is a celibate and therefore does not engage in sex life. Frequently, souls who have or seek a connection with him appear in families of his disciples so that he can care for them. Most spiritual and secular leaders have no understanding of such phenomena. But that does not matter. The remedy is the same whether we understand what is happening or not. We must control the senses, remain principle-centered, and develop contact with spiritual mentors who can help us remain strong. If we persist in using our power to exploit or abuse others, we will suffer the consequences. Higher spiritual beings are always monitoring us and holding us accountable for our behavior. They do so out of love. Such love means that they are constantly concerned about us, watching us, thinking about us, and wanting to help. God and His agents love us all and therefore arrange many ways to guide and assist us.